This is your girl, Sana Star, coming to you with another episode of A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman, the official podcast of the Easy Breezy Life Community. Before I jump into today's topic, if this is your first time joining us, the Easy Breezy Life is a community of strong-willed women who understand that it can be so challenging to manage faith, family, life, and pursue our goals. Well, here at the Easy Breezy Life, you're going to find a community of like-minded women who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. It's also important that I let you know that everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. Because we believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, we want you to seek out professional help in every way, shape, or form that you might need it. We are going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with this week's episode. Welcome back. This is your girl, Sada Star, and this is another episode of the Easy Breezy Life. This season 6, we're doing things a little bit differently, giving you 5 to 10 minute tidbits on bracing yourself for impact. The topic of today's little mini talk is your calling is calling you. Your profession is not what brings home your weekly paycheck. Your profession is what you've been put here on earth to do with such passion and such intensity that it becomes spiritual in calling. Vincent Van Gogh. For as long as I can remember, I have loved learning. My first job in education was as a tutor and guide in the 7th grade. I wasn't legally able to work because I was 12 years old, but I convinced my father to sign a waiver that allowed me to work 10 hours on a weekly basis. For 10 hours a week, I worked with a younger student who exhibited behavioral and learning challenges. In the end, he really just needed a non-judgmental friend with a stern hand. I loved spending time with him, and he loved my no-nonsense approach. I spent my salary on candy. My next job in education was in the principal's office in high school. I got the job after quitting my internship with a prominent bank in Jersey City, New Jersey. Everyone was shocked because the interview process to get this role was extremely competitive, and I had several friends who were jealous of the opportunity. But it wasn't for me. So I handed in my resignation letter one fateful September afternoon because I preferred to keep my role as captain of the cheerleading squad than to spend 5 hours counting checks in a building with no windows. I then got 2 after-school jobs working at a local pharmacy and doing hair at a local hair shop to help pay for my prom. I quit both of those jobs as soon as prom was over. The pharmacy work felt mindless and the shop, quite frankly, was just trifling. While I can confidently say today that I know my calling is in education, I wasn't always so sure. All I knew as a young child was that I loved playing school and leading the pack. Summers were boring to me because they always lacked structure and there was only so much rollerblading I could do before I got bored. I realize today that my entire life I have secretly known who I wanted to be. Every time I deviated from this path, I would somehow find myself back on track. Maybe your calling is in education, but whatever it is, if you go back to the 7-year-old version of you, you will discover she or he or they probably already knew what they wanted to be. They were probably already daydreaming about their wildest dreams. Maybe what you are doing today feels light years away from the vision that once was. Let's think. Are there any steps you could take to start inching towards your calling? Can you volunteer? Can you begin helping your friends in that very thing? The truth is, if you do what you are called to do, you will excel because you were made to do it. No one will have to ask you to invest time learning your craft or seeking out emerging trends because your passion for it will ignite your curiosity. Today, I basically get paid to be myself. I get paid every day to show up at work and be myself. I do what I would naturally do. Study, find a problem, and try to solve it. If you are listening closely enough, your calling is already calling you. You just have to listen.